Hi, I'm Dr. Tori Niesling, Chief Equity Officer and First Deputy Commissioner for the New York City Health Department. Fall is here, and so is flu season. To protect against the flu, everyone 6 months and older should get a flu shot. It is particularly important for people who are at higher risk of serious complications from the flu, including adults 65 and older, pregnant people, and people with other medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. The flu shot does not protect you against COVID-19, and the COVID-19 vaccine doesn't protect you against the flu. So, if you haven't had your COVID-19 vaccine, you can get it at the same time as your flu shot. COVID-19 has taught us anything is that we all need to be protected. For more information or to find a flu shot location, visit nyc.gov/flu or call 311.
Gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids, kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health struggles, including addictions. If you know someone that needs a referral for a therapist, an inpatient, an outpatient program, a parent support group during COVID, we still have it on Zoom. You don't even have to leave your home. Feel free to give us a call for more information on our groups and our number, which everything is confidential, 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. Maybe it's for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. You may want to jot it down. 718-758-0400. Tonight is a special night for me because of the guest that I have on with us, and that is not only a dear friend, but also a colleague. And I'd like to welcome you on tonight. That is Sarah Khan. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, Rahama. So nice to speak to you again, and so nice to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Sarah, do you want to tell everybody what brought you to Mask? As a friend, we were friends. How did you end up at Mask?
So I ended up at Mask for my personal situation that I had. This goes back about 20 years ago. My oldest son was a struggling teen. In those days, it was pretty hush-hush. It wasn't as out there as it is now. And I had nowhere to turn. I remember I was talking to my sister, and my sister excitedly told me that she heard you at an Aguda convention. She said, you must call Mask. You must speak to Rahama. She's going to help you with your son. And I did, and that was a call that really changed the trajectory of the path that my son was taking. I went to the support groups that was offered at Mask, and I really learned the tools that was helpful to help me parent a child that was struggling. And Baruch Hashem, I'm very grateful to say that he's doing very well, and I really have a tremendous hakaras hatov to you, Rahama, and to the invaluable help I got.
Thank you. Sarah, first of all, may he continue to do well, and you should have the nachas that you and your husband so deserve from him and all your children.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
So let's talk about you came to Mask, you attended our groups. How was group helpful for you? Let my listeners hear the benefits of going to a parent group. How did it work for you? How did it work, I mean, for you as a couple and you individually? We did have your husband on the show a long time ago. Right, and now it's your turn.
he's a wonderful Mask graduate, alumni. So the group helped us a lot in many ways. First of all, it got my husband and I on the same page. And it's much helpful to have parents on the same page. It's not absolutely necessary, but it's definitely helpful. A lot can be done, even though parents are sometimes not on the same page, but it did definitely help us get on the same page, and that was very helpful. Also, I was able to literally take my mask off. I was wearing a mask the whole time. I felt like I was the only one. No one could relate to me. No one could understand what I'm going through. I felt very alone, very isolated, very ashamed. Going to Mask really made me feel accepted, supported. It was tremendously supporting to speak to other parents going through similar things, because even though, you know, a person may have a supportive family, supportive friends, but there's nothing like speaking to other people going through similar things. I just felt like I now joined a family and I'm not alone, and I'm really felt like I'm part of a group. Another thing that was very helpful is that the facilitators of the group really gave me guidance as to how to help my child. I was taught how to parent in a much more appropriate way for what my son needed. So I really learned tools, and I learned how to parent him, which was tremendously helpful.
Very much so for all parents that really need direction, all that is struggling. The best possible thing you can do for yourself is to get yourself into a parent group, and that is not instead of therapy. It is in addition to your own therapist. We recommend the groups in addition. I can't repeat that enough. So because every family's situation is different, but you do learn from each other and the facilitators of the groups that run my groups. Sunday night, Dr. Shmuel Brachfeld. Monday night, Dr. Debbie Ackman. Tuesday night, Dr. Trish Atiyah. Wednesday night, Dr. Benzion Twersky. And I must say that I am proud that sometime before COVID, Sarah Kahan, our guest, ran one of our groups. So, and a very popular, very successful group. And I hope to be able to continue that now that we're all going back to some sort of a normalcy. Yeah. Since COVID, most of our groups have been on Zoom all this time. And just our Tuesday night group is in person now. So anyone that's interested in going and attending a group, please give us a call. Sarah, what made you, you know that I never have anyone without proper training to facilitate our groups. So let's share with everyone listening, how did you run our group if you were my client?
So based on my personal experience, I did become passionate and really want to learn to be a facilitator, to help people similar to situations that I went through. So I did go for training. I am now a licensed clinical social worker. My specialty is relationships. My specialty is parent-child relationships. I will work with parents to facilitate a relationship, a better relationship with their child. Because often when a child is struggling, the household is not calm. There's a lot of stress. And it's not, the parents don't feel like they have direction. The child just feels that the tension and the unhappiness from their parents towards them, which makes the situation either stay the same difficult or even starts to make the situation worse. So the most powerful tool that parents could have is to improve the relationship with their child. When they use this tremendously powerful tool that the parents have to calm the household, calm the tension, help the child feel accepted for who they are, slowly the children come around to feeling that acceptance, to feeling that love. And that's a really powerful tool to help the child make the changes needed for them to be more emotionally healthy. We're focused on the emotional health of the child. We stop focusing on the religiosity piece because right now the child is really struggling emotionally. So that's really the focus, and what I do is to try to help parents focus on that, improve the relationship, then the child feels emotionally stronger and the situation turns around. Rahama always shared with me her slogan. I think she could say it better. Yep.
If you change the music in your home, your kids' dance steps could change. Whatever you're doing hasn't worked, you got to change the music. So, yep, we say that all the time.
Yeah. And I see it. I see that it works. I see that it really works.
And you shared how to do it with the parents in the group setting. And anybody that wants to see Sarah Kahan privately, you could reach out to Sarah directly or call MASC at 718-758-0400. And we will make sure that Sarah gets back to you right away. She's really good at that. You won't always find therapists that really return calls right away. She's really on top of it. She gets back to her clients. So, yes. So, you know, you brought something up that I wasn't totally in agreement with, with what you said about when parents are not on the same page, that it's not as bad sometimes.
Right.
And I do want to bring that up, and I'll tell you why. Okay. Because not all parents are on the same page, and there are plenty of divorced families, unfortunately. So surely then they're less on the same page than when they're married. And what we say at MASC is for this child, for bringing up and helping the child that's struggling with whatever mental health issues that they may be struggling with. molestation, trauma, addiction, a child addict, ODD, whatever it may be, you need to get on the same page with your spouse to help your child. So I'd like to just touch on that a little bit more, that Sarah, being a relationship therapist, and that's her specialty, I wanted to just clarify for my listeners that Sarah believes parents should be on the same page, but when they get to her, they're usually not. But when they're with her and they learn the tools on how to get on the same page, then they, you know, graduate being on the same page. But they don't usually walk into Sarah, right, Sarah? They don't walk yes. into your door on the same
I
page.
I like how you said that. Yes. Agree.
Right. So yes. I just wanted to clarify that because it sounded like it wasn't important. And
Right. Thank you for that clarification. And I agree with you.
So, and you're very good at the relationship part. So you could walk in completely not on the same page as your wife or your husband, but by a few sessions going with Sarah Kahan, her talent and understanding, and have gone through situations with her own child, she knows where you're at, she understands it, and she could help move you along to get on the same page to help your loved one. So there are different parenting styles, Sarah. Yes. So let's talk about that. What happens if you have two totally different parenting styles? Shalom bias, you know, the couple is good, but really two different backgrounds they're coming from and two different parenting styles.
So that just piggybacks with a very common question I get asked is, what is the right parenting style for my child? And I have a few children, and what's the right parenting style I should use for this one? And then is that the same parenting style I should use for my other children? So, first of all, it's the most effective parenting style for all children is the authoritative parenting style, which is sort of like we as parents are the benevolent rulers. Right? We want to hear them out. We want to learn how to validate them. We want to learn how to empathize with them. We want to learn how to listen to them. We want them feel like they can talk to us about anything. So there are certain very basic relationship tools that are effective for all relationships. It's really trying to make the child feel heard, feel understood, feel accepted for just the way they are. And that kind of parenting style is most effective. Now, we are paying attention to notice what our children need. So for a child that's struggling, we need to be where they are at. For a child that's not struggling, a child, that kind of child can maybe handle more rules and more, you know, being told how we want them to behave and act. But we have to be where the child is at. Of course, you know, we all know Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darko, but we need to be paying attention and knowing where our child is at. And that's how we figure out how, you know, what kind of rules we want to instill and enforce. And if a child that's struggling and is going to not take well to a household that has very strict rules, it's not effective. By the time parents come to me, they've tried that already, and that really doesn't work very well. So what I'm trying to do is to really be where the child is at and help them make better choices by doing a more indirect approach.
Thank you. Let's talk about the resistant child, a child that needs to really speak to a therapist and is not interested, really doesn't want to go, really uninterested in, you know, cooperating with the parents, and parents getting very frustrated.
Okay. So again, we're going to use, as parents, we're going to use our most powerful tool, and that's our relationship with them. That means we have to be makar of them. The same way we do kiruv, we have to be makar of our own children. We have to get into their world. We have to know what their interests are. We have to show them that we have, that we're interested in what they're interested in. So we're trying to build that relationship and be, and showing them that we hear them and we're listening and we're paying attention. That kind of giving will then help us, help the child trust us better, because right now they're not really trusting. They're not trusting us. They're like thinking that we have an agenda, and we're just, and it's just about the agenda, and they're just not trusting it. So we're trying to not have an agenda, not push them into therapy, not push them into where they're resisting yet. We first need to be letting them know that our agenda, the only agenda we have, is for them to feel good and for them to feel happy. Once they have a little bit more trust in that, then we can start getting into the door with them, because right now they're shutting the door. They're not letting us in. But once they let us in a little, then we can be a little bit more demanding and say, you know, and discuss therapy and see, you know, how they want to be helped, how we can help them. But it starts with the relationship. It starts with the trust. It starts with getting your foot into the door.
You know, it's interesting. Parents come to group and they call and they think there's a magic pill sometimes. Would you share how long you attended group for, you and your husband, by MASP?
Yes. So we attended group, I would say, for at least 2 years, maybe more. And we noticed a change after several months. It took several months for us to see any movement. It took several months for us to get on board and make those changes and buy into the parenting that we were being encouraged to do. It goes counterproductive to the way we were parented. So it does take a while. A main ingredient is patience, perseverance for the process. This process can take from several months to several years. I'm not saying that to sound like, oh my gosh, but I'm just saying this so parents can understand that this is a process. It's a process, and you stay with it. You're patient with it. You need perseverance, and you will see that many, many times you will get there. There's many, many success stories. Rahama knows many. There's many, many.
Not many. Thousands.
Right.
Thousands.
Right.
You know, Sarah, when did you start with MASP? And
I would say about 20 years ago.
Right. And Mask is coming up in February. Hashem, we will be starting our 25th year.
Wow.
And we're over 113,000, almost 114,000 clients.
Wow.
So, yeah. We have a lot of experience with understanding on what works and surely what doesn't work. Right. So what works is working the program.
Yeah.
By the time you get to us, something's been going on for a while, and it's going to take a while to unravel. And Ezra Hashem, everybody should see the nachas they so deserve. I quickly, you know, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to touch on the siblings. You know, the siblings are in a house where somebody is causing, you know, in many occasions, families, is causing a lot of problems in the house. Parents are fighting, kids are fighting with each other, kids are embarrassed, they may have to be dating, and now their brother or sister's acting out. They're very uncomfortable. They want to get into a school, ninth grade or elementary, and they pray the school won't take them. Let's just quickly talk on siblings, please.
Yes. So it goes back to, again, the best approach to any relationship. We need to be talking to each of our children, hearing them out, validating their feelings, encouraging them to share and talk to us, because they, I'm sure, are feeling it, struggling with it, and we want to help them feel that we hear them. We want to be available to whatever they feel they want to share. So we do pay attention to the siblings. I know it's challenging because sometimes the child that's struggling takes all of our time, but it is to be mindful to pay attention to the other siblings and talk to them one-on-one, see what's going on inside of them, encourage them to share whatever is sitting inside.
Absolutely. Well, Sarah, it's wonderful, wonderful speaking with you, having you on, and I want to wish you much success in all the families that you're helping. And, you know, continued nachas from your family. And my best regards to Mr. Kahan as well.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you.
And I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos. And always remember, hang in, hold on. And for now, virtually, hug tight. Tonight's show is in memory of Rivka Bas Yisrael. Please consider going on to maskparents.org and make a donation so that we can continue with our programs and the parent groups. Thank you and have a good night.
Hi, I'm Dr. Easterling from the New York City Health Department. I know some of you are still deciding whether to get the COVID-19 vaccine or not. I hear the concerns at community events, on social media, and even from my own family and friends. And I am hoping that in conversations with people you trust, that you are getting the information you need to make an informed decision. But I continue to be concerned about the high number of people who remain unvaccinated. And we know the reality that communities of color were disproportionately affected by COVID-19. Yet, we see some of the same disparities with who has gotten vaccinated. People of color continue to have some of the lowest vaccination rates, increasing the chances that our communities and our loved ones will be hospitalized or die. If you haven't gotten your vaccine, have a conversation with someone you trust so that we can stop being the most affected, but the least protected against COVID. Thank you.
Want to reduce fat and increase muscle mass? The Kelman Wellness Center is proud to be one of New York City's first locations to offer the brand new M-Sculpt Neo treatment. M-Sculpt Neo is a fast, painless, non-invasive, FDA-approved treatment that reduces up to 30% fat from your abs, buttocks, legs, and arms, and increases healthy muscle mass up to 25%. It's like spending hours at the gym in mere minutes. Get the tight abs you've always wanted. Book your treatment today and take advantage of a special introductory offer. For more information, call the Kelman Wellness Center at 833-MD-HELP-ME.